There are many ways a person can destroy his life. One is to choose an objective, strive to attain it, work day and night, and at the end of your life to discover you gave your life to the wrong thing. I've met and talked with men who have done that. It's a tragic thing. They've looked at me and said, "Leroy, I've wasted my life. I've worked and struggled, and now I can look back and see I was on the wrong track. My life has amounted to nothing." Another way to destroy your life is to never give yourself to anything. You become a dabbler. You flit from one thing to another and never really accomplish anything. At the end, you look back and nothing has been done. Your life has been wasted, chasing one illusion after another. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, slothfulness. There's a third way you can have your life count for nothing. All you have to do is to give in to that lazy streak that's in most of us and do nothing. The Bible has a great deal to say about each of these. There are tremendous promises in the Word of God to the person who wants to get on the right track and stay there. "For this God is our God forever and forever, and He will be our guide, even until death." If you have been on the wrong track, God promises to lead you into His perfect will. If you have been wasting your life, jumping from this to that, God promises to set you on the perfect way. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." However, to the slothful, lazy person, God gives nothing but warnings. In fact, the book of Proverbs abounds with them. Let's look at a few. "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, who having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her food in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard, and when wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." Here the sluggard is sent to school, and his instructor is the lowly ant. The lesson is simple. Sloth will lead to disaster. If the ant did not work and plan for the future, it would starve. God, in His Word, condemns anxious worry about the future, but here He commends wise foresight. The slothful person has another problem that plagues him. "The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." I have watched this happen in the spiritual realm. I know a fellow who admires those who are deep in the Word of God, but he will not study. He enjoys the fellowship of those who have made their heart the library of Christ, but he will not pay the price of Scripture memory. He thrills to hear of abundant answer to prayer, but he will not labor in prayer. He is the living testimony to the truth of Proverbs 21:25, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor." It is interesting to note that one of the sins of Sodom was an abundance of idleness. If you have found yourself slipping into the trap of slothfulness and have caught yourself giving into your lazy streak, there are a couple things you can do. One is to memorize a verse or two from the book of Proverbs in which the Lord speaks on this matter. This will enable the Holy Spirit to speak to you throughout the day. The other, I suggest, is that you frequently offer a prayer to God to deliver you from this evil. Sloth will destroy your life. "The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh." May God bless you as you study His Word.